people come or will they come in?
I think we'll hear them.
Okay. Yeah. I can see out the window. I have the window open.
Okay.
All set?
Yep.
Okay, it's 7:01 on Tuesday, June 28th. I will call a special meeting of the Township Board of Trustees for Sugar Creek Township to order. We have two items to discuss and some decisions to make tonight. One is on the authorization of ARP funds for chip and seal in the township in 2022, and the other is to discuss and act on a letter that was developed by local leaders regarding the Way 30 proposed changes.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you gentlemen like to start first?
I know I feel a whole lot better if we get the chip seal done.
Let's get that off.
Okay, let's do it.
And we put a lot of work into this.
I'm going to turn the meeting over to John, and he can lead us through
the nuances.
Nuances, and then we'll discuss the action items as we need to.
I appreciate that. So the first start, back in April when we opened our bids, we tabled the Melway bid until we had pending legal review, which we have of that as well. And now we have two separate packages for chip and seal.
Okay.
First one we do have to do is accept the initial bid and put a resolution on that initial opening.
Okay.
So that's the first one. And then we have a 2022 township funded list totaling $117,059.41.
Okay.
If you want to, so she can see that.
Is that similar to the one that we reviewed at regular meeting last week?
No, that was the ARP one.
Okay.
That was $190,000.
Okay. But I think it had this as well.
Did we have that
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
I can remember if I had that one.
You had them separated into two.
Okay.
Yeah. No worries.
Yes. So we gave Kevin the discretion, $195,000 for ARP, $125,000 if I remember correctly. And so that is where it all comes out to.
Yeah.
So we do need a resolution. The first one kicks off and we will sign this one. This is the actual initial bid that we received from Melway. So, and this will be for our township funded chip and seal program.
Okay.
So if you want to make that resolution to accept, you want me to just go ahead and make it? Do you have anything off the motions from last year, anything? Okay.
Well, are you doing a resolution or are you doing a motion?
This is a resolution.
We have to do a resolution.
Okay.
Because that resolution is cross-referenced in the ARP.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so I move that we approve resolution 2022-06-28-01 with respect to the bid for chip and seal from Melway Paving for the township funded roads that are shown on the associated list from Melway.
Yes, and we can
that
make
is highlighted.
That, we can make that attachment to attachment one will be the actual, I took a copy of our receipt from it being posted in the newspaper, so we have record. Someone asked, yep, here's the two dates that it was posted in the Daily Record.
And then attachment two will be the list of the roads that are funded by this resolution.
So what was your resolution exactly again, to accept the bid?
Yes.
Yes. Because we had tabled the bid.
Okay.
Prior. I so move.
I'll second.
Thank you, John. We'll allow the fiscal officer to catch up.
Yes.
And take a roll.
Right?
Yeah.
And he said 06 just for
thank you
detail.
Scott.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, so that is unanimous. We will sign this at an appropriate time.
Yes. Or if you should just go ahead and
scroll.
I still hear the keyboard flying.
Right? Yeah.
That is step one.
How many steps you got?
A couple more.
This is a long step right here.
Yeah. I don't know what you were fretting about. That was pretty easy, John. Come on.
I wish.
Oh, there's more. Oh, never mind.
There's a few more steps. And then the clerk needs a sign on me as well.
Okay.
I have a copy of that in here as well that we need to accept.
Okay.
Because we're accepting both bids that are identical.
Right.
To reflect that. So.
Very good.
So that takes care of this one.
And you need this as the attachment?
Let's put this all away into this lovely file that Anita gets to keep and then hopefully reuse for next year.
Somebody else can keep it.
We'll call our commissioner.
I'm okay with that.
There we go. So now the American Rescue Plan. Now this is the fun part. Steps done. Three. This is our checklist of all this fun stuff. And it was signed by Barbara Bureau yesterday. I signed it today. Anita will have a spot for you to sign as well. Just so you have an idea of what's all in this. Have an idea for next year. Attachment one, as you're going through this list, there's dates and all this good stuff. We have to do competitive bidding because we're over our $50,000 mark. So you come down here, it says newspaper. And so there's a one.
So this is the required checklist for using the ARPA funds for the chicken seal. Okay.
We're going to go through this real quick because all the work's been done finally. And it says, yes, and I didn't fill in the resolution number because we just did it tonight, which was referenced over here. So then they want the BWC certs.
There we go. Yeah.
Helping your comment.
Yep.
The valid vendor affidavit form. This is part of our procurement policy. This is actually in the procurement policy, and it's in a Word document, so for next year this could be signed as well. They signed it. There's a spot for you acknowledging it. Spot for you. So yesterday I ended up running down to Melway.
Yeah.
Because when you get to, this is all for them to, they're testing that, let's see here, non-discrimination, equal opportunity is one of them, compliance with the Civil Rights Act of 1964, certification regarding lobbying. I mean, this is what's in this part of this policy. They have to sign and they have to notarize for that to get done.
Okay.
So that's was done yesterday down at Melway.
Thank you, John.
On to attachment number four. This is their liability, which is up your alley. And this was the one where we had to, this is the bid guarantee, has that signature, and then they want a copy back. So that's insurance. This is part of the packet that they tip. This piece right here comes in the packet that Melway sends us.
Okay.
Bid guarantee. If you would like to sign back there.
Accepted by?
Yes. So we had to change the name on it, and they had to contact the insurance company that for this part of it, it is called the 2022 ARPA to reflect the same project name that we gave it. So we gave the ARPA stuff, the 2022 ARPA Chip and Seal Project. The original one only said bid. So I had them get an amendment on that so that it was clear that there was two different projects going on at the same time. 2022 ARPA Chip and Seal Project. So the bid and guarantee was seemed to be only referencing our township one. I got the amended one just so we all are on the same page that there's two different ones. Identified by two different projects.
Okay.
This is the bid, which we do need to sign again on this one here.
Okay.
Just so that I figured instead of trying to float one between the two, if we were to print both of them off and be done with it.
Yeah.
Good idea.
It's got a texture to it, doesn't it?
Yes. I'd like to put that back in there. So that is attachment five. Then we come down here to inclusion of cost estimate with bid. So I had a nice conversation with Barbara Bureau about how road chip and seal is different than like building a building. When you build a building, you can go out for bid because you know you're 8 foot tall, you're however long. it's a much more controlled environment.
Right.
When you're doing the chip and seal, depending on how the summer has been going, you may have more oil that oozed up, so he cuts his oil way back because you already have a bunch up.
Yeah.
That changes things. Width, rock thickness, there's a lot of things that variable that go with it. So trying to do a very detailed cost estimate is not very easy to do with that. So she understands that now and is good with that. So she saw the road list. She was very happy that we put the crosses because she didn't understand that. So that was, she appreciated that Melway was able to do that for us. So we have that. Now I'm going through my checklist here. Where'd it get to? There's one spot where I got them to do an there it is. The extension.
Okay.
So on this checklist, it says contract award within 60 days of being the bid being opened. That was June 19th.
Okay.
They wrote up a list that said that they would continue, they extend the bid offer till June 30th. Once we accept it, it's locked in. So we have the extension. Perfect. Something to remember for next year. Make sure you try to get done in 60 days.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a lot easier. Simply bring the information back in, change the dates, and redo it. So
got a little late work done.
Yes. I also included our meeting minutes as part of this package just because it shows the resolution number saying that we wanted the standard allowance. It also referenced that we tabled it until we had legal review to go along with our
extension.
So there's an explanation. If someone ever opened it up and said, hey, we're auditing this,
why did you need to happen?
This is the reason why.
Got it.
So the next section is not applicable because we're not under $45,000 or $50,000, which is pretty much what this section is dealing with, the smaller ones. You get to towards the end, it says not excluded from state government. So you go on the AOS and you have to search for unresolved findings for recovery. This guy keeps popping up underneath Melway. He's not ever been employed with Melway, and they've been trying for years to get his name off there, but he doesn't do that. So I asked Barbara about that, and she gave an opinion saying as long as we're not doing business with that person, we're good to go. So, and this was an email that they've been working with Hummel Insurance to try to, both of them collaborate to try to get that guy's name off of there.
Sure.
So, What was this? End date. I already did end date.
Resolution number.
So we're getting to the end. The same stuff. We have our SAM. Me and Anita sat down for an hour on Sunday. We're signed up. That number is in there. She has it, all of her stuff. Username, passwords, all that good stuff. Melway is in the process. They sent me a screenshot that says they're waiting on the verification to come back to them. Barbara is fine if they're actively working on it because they had a DUNS number, which is no longer being used. They have to transition to the new UEI number. So they're actively working on that. She figured if they had a DUNS number, they should be all right. So as soon as we get that information put into it, that'd be great. So she's comfortable.
Very good.
So that's the checklist that you get to go through again. All right. But hopefully.
Does that get filed with anybody or just for our records?
This is for our records. If they ever come and say, hey, we want to audit you for your ARPA funds, you simply pull out this file and go, here's everything. As far as the actual filled out paperwork. So So if you want to have Anita can use the form to date that. This is the actual agreement and the contract. After all that work, then we have this in our 20 pages
right
to go with. So but we do have a resolution that we need to pass first. This sets up this is part of the information that Barbara put out. Earlier this year, you know, there's like four or five different resolutions.
Right.
This is the one that identifies the project that we're going to do. So we pass this resolution first. This is the contract, and then this should all be done. So,
okay.
So if you want, and I'll need a copy. I'd like to have a copy of that resolution to put in the file, separate from the resolution book that we have, just so it's easier to reference if you ever get an audit.
All right, I move that we approve resolution number 2022-06-28-2-02. In the matter of authorizing the expenditure to cover the cost of the identified project under the eligible category of revenue loss standard allowance of the American Rescue Plan Act.
I think the, if you go to page 2, I think I have the name in there for you.
The name of the project is 2022 ARPA Chip and Seal Project in the amount of $195,000.
Thank you.
May I have a second?
I will second that.
Thank you, Tom. And we'll permit the fiscal officer to take care of business.
Mm-hmm. So part of that check we also had that she wanted an amended certificate. So Anita was able to find from earlier this year where it showed 253, and I included our last fund status, which showed that we had 195 in the bank, and we have. So that's all on that. Try to make it easy. If there ever is an ARP audit, it's simply find the file and hand it to them. Yep. Done. That's the game plan.
Past self taking care of future self. That's the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Is had we not used this money for chip and seal? Had we used it to buy a piece of equipment? Is it the same stuff? I mean,
if because the equipment was under $50,000, we wouldn't have had to do this. That's the reason why when we did the broom and what else were we talking? What else did we do?
Spreader box, something like that.
Yeah, that spreader box. Those were underneath $50,000.
How about the new truck? We talked about.
The danger of doing the new truck using ARPA funds, federal procurement means you take lowest bid, no ifs, ands, or buts.
I see. Okay.
So using it for our roads, and then the beauty of it is you just change the dates on it for next year. So that frees our road and bridge fund. Then we can use state bid, which is not as quite as restrictive as federal is.
So the least amount of paperwork is buying, is using the funds for items or projects under $50,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you.
So that is approved unanimously.
Thankfully.
And then do we need to sign that agreement? We already did. No, we haven't yet because we just approved it.
Well, then there's the actual, this is the federal
contract
yeah. that we hand them as well. And Andrew is already. There's a little bit of a boo-boo that
I
thought I had all
the
signatures. He sent me the
their signatures
on it, so we just need to sign this and ignore this one over here.
Yeah.
So if you just want to do a... So I have down to, we will pass a resolution to enter into contract with Melway to pay. Do you want just to do the third resolution?
Yeah.
And it's just the agreement contract as shown as Exhibit 3, maybe? I'll try to keep it simple.
Okay. So I move that we approve Resolution 2022-06-28-03 for the 2022 ARPA Chip and Seal Project Agreement with Melway for the roads that we've talked about here that are included and under the conditions of the ARPA funding that we've just authorized.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Sorry. I can probably redo that again.
Can you repeat that?
I don't know, man. I'm not a very good actor.
I had a little blow up here and my mic's turned off.
No worries. I think where what
I have Scott Widmer move to approve
-03
resolution 062803. And that's literally how far I got.
All those pearls,
yes.
Gone.
Project
name was 2022 ARPA Chip and Seal Project for the roads that were approved or listed in the prior resolution. I think not to exceed $195,000. And this was on the condition of the resolution that we just agreed to.
Yeah.
Better?
I think so.
Yeah, because that's the. So my understanding, he started from part
two words.
Is that initial?
Say that again?
He started with those two words.
Okay.
Contract. Like approve the.
Approve the
and contract. And then, yeah, all of the things that.
Because that established, I guess. My understanding on the ARPA, that establishes our project. This is establishing the contract to complete that project.
Yeah.
For resolution 2 versus resolution 3. So.
I moved.
I second.
Thank you, John.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
And their pearl is that this is a reference from Barbara saying this is what we should do in the two separate meetings. And the other beautiful thing, it gives us the name so that if you ever want to go back into the matrix and look up what was done on the matrix.
Find that.
Yeah, and it's going to go in the file as well.
Perfect.
Good.
So you have reference.
So here's your backup documentation. Here's the agreement.
Yes.
What do we need to do next?
Is that the agreement we just...
This is the one we all just signed.
Can I just see it? Yeah. Okay.
This goes like this. We signed it. And then I'm going to get to scan all this stuff in and send copies to everybody and send copy to MLWA.
Okay.
So minus some of the stuff. No, they don't need to see that.
Right.
But the actual checklist, that whole nine yards.
All that documentation.
Yes.
Do I need to fill this out yet? Is that?
If you wouldn't mind, if you can at least give me a copy of it to attach to or put it in the file, that would be great.
Okay.
You can keep that one for yourself. Just send me a copy of it.
Okay. So this is...
That's done. So I think for ARPA, we are done.
All right.
We are ready to move on and have MLWA come perform the work.
Yeah.
When him and Kevin work the details out.
Just in time for chip and seal season.
Yes, that was the push on this week.
Yeah. Okay.
So, that's that.
So next, I think we each received a copy from Scott A. Miller, the Wayne County engineer, of his letter that he had in response to a meeting that was held June 16th.
Yes.
At his office or?
Zoom.
Oh, a Zoom meeting, okay.
Yes, yeah. But you were in there and you didn't have any reception.
So he recapped that and had five or six bullet points there of specific action items of this letter back to Bob Weaver, Deputy Director of ODOT District 3. And have you each had a chance to read over that? And
I have.
Have any discussion points we should be out in the open at this time?
So the only thought I had about this is when I read his letter, I really appreciate what he's saying in the beginning there about the numerous comments, concerns. He lays them all out. I guess I want to make sure, and I shouldn't even say we, I'll just say this is Tom. I want to make sure that we are properly communicating what the residents are feeling, because I'm getting a sense that they don't like any R-cut, and this letter is talking about making the R-cuts better, which is good.
Right.
So I guess the question I'm putting out here to us is, are we, if we're putting our name on this letter, are we representing the residents when they have concerns about the project in general? And
right.
I know we can't go person to person.
Right.
Because there are, everybody has a different idea. I personally like what he's suggesting here, and we've talked about this with extending, the on-ramps for the R-cuts to be level with that. I think that's a good solution. But I just want to make sure before I move forward, that I feel like that I'm representing what the people of the township want to do.
Yeah.
Because if we do put our name to it, we are kind of saying, well, yes, we did endorse the R-cuts, we just endorsed them differently than what they're being proposed.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to throw a wrench in things. I just want to make sure that we're...
A lot of the feedback that I gotten was, the R cuts didn't make sense when you had to travel down Route 30 to get into that third lane. If they only brought that the asphalt back to the original road,
yeah,
they'd be willing to give it a shot. Now, okay, the amount of projects in that span, not many, very many people are happy about that. And I think he references that the, you know, 57 and 30, that I think he references that, you know, quite a few residents thought that was a improved,
yeah,
yep,
thing. So that doesn't really need to be really addressed.
Right.
I think he left the 94 and 30, if I remember correctly. He left that one alone because the Village of Dalton actually can
talk with.
Yeah.
That they have to actually approve that through the village.
Yeah.
I think he had actually suggested a bridge, didn't he?
Yeah.
In his letter here, yeah.
So, and yeah, I think residents were supportive of that. So
yes,
a majority of, I mean, like you said, there are a vast, wide array of residents. Right. You know, I'd say the main focus is on those R cuts for us of Curzon, Kohler, Kidron, West Lebanon. And then they were closing Eckerd Road down. So
I concur with you, Tom, that a lot of the residents that I've spoken to were like, these guys don't live in our community.
Yeah.
Leave our roads alone.
Yeah.
And then specifically what I heard in the Kidron area was, we cannot close, from businesses, we cannot close Kidron Road.
Right.
You know, I think it comes back here to us, where we have to understand that if we take an extremely conservative route, we risk run the risk of not being heard or of being,
or just a flat
overruled.
Yeah.
So if we find areas where there are compromise, you know, and I will say first, ODOT came in and shotgunned us with 14 intersections, and that's what they were proposing. Yeah. And you know, and I think they, I'll say it out loud, I think they knew coming in that they weren't going to do anything at 57 and that they were done with 94 and they were done with Winger. So I think they intentionally shotgunned it, and then, you know, on their side, I read their cards and their hand as, if we can do two of these, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to show 14, head fake everybody on 14, and then we're going to do two.
We're going to end up with two. Yeah.
So kind of distilling all that down into, what do I want to do here? I want to do what's in the best interest of our citizens, providing easy access to 30 from both north side and south side, providing better access between the Kidron and Downton communities for emergency services as well as just commerce. And then specifically, you know, I'm going to fight hard on Kidron Road remaining as it is. Or if there are improvements, let's consider what those are. But improvements only, no shutting down.
Yes. I agree. I think Scott, for the most part, he got quite a few responses himself. So even though he's not ODOT or in the ODOT office, our constituents reached out to him as well. So I think he's taking that into somewhat of consideration, along with the elected leaders. And when he drafted this letter, that it shows a little bit in that letter that he's listening to our residents and our constituents as well, but also trying to find that happy medium where we can try to work with ODOT and try to make something that's a positive versus just a nonstop fight the whole time. So he references, you know, like, that's one thing that was resounding to me, was bring that asphalt, give us the third lane.
Yeah.
I heard that from so many people.
Yeah.
And then they felt like this was actually a safety improvement. If you tell me I have to travel down the road, that's not a safety improvement.
And at the meeting that we had here yesterday, Bob Weaver even cited that 30 and 89 intersection as more exemplar of what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Which I thought was
beautiful, exactly,
because you had talked about that at the last meeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I think I think our residents do look to us for some leadership here, and we have now been presented or privy to information that wasn't presented to the public, which is, okay, the proposals, the way they were presented, don't seem to work. But it'd have been nice if they could have shown, hey, here's an alternative, which is a third lane that you pull right across to and get in, and you're not trying to turn right, merge, yeah. and do all of that.
Right.
So I think, I feel good that if we have seen those and we've talked to them and we feel good about that as a, as you said, kind of like as a compromise or a better way to do this, I can support that letter.
Can you remind me again, Scott, what is his last name?
Wiggum, W-I.
That wrote this letter?
Scott Miller.
Scott Miller.
Scott Miller.
He's the county engineer, Wayne County engineer.
Wayne County engineer.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I don't think it's a harsh letter by any means.
No.
Our conversation that we had with Bob Weaver yesterday is, I thought, went halfway decent, but I think we still hold to following our residents until ODOT gives us a proposal that follows what our residents are suggesting. Yeah. So
and this letter would go to ODOT?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Scott.
Addressed to Bob Weaver.
Yes. Our resolution will get attached there to show, I'm proposing that if we do the resolution, is that it's in support of Scott Miller's letter. He'll take that resolution and staple it with our signatures for that resolution to his letter that he sends to ODOT. So.
I concur with that.
Yep.
The other thing that comes to mind is this entire discussion since June 2nd when ODOT came to town, and then through all the subsequent discussions is it kind of, I think we also have opportunities as the township working together with the county to make some improvements here and there where our roads touch the right of way. And if we can do that together, maybe jointly, then maybe over the next few years we can address some of the pinch points.
Right.
So I've heard some good suggestions that I want to carry forward and carry up to Scott and then also bring to this board as well.
Sounds good. Yeah. The meeting I thought was decent yesterday, but you know, Bob doesn't want the information out yet, so they're going to go back and do their study and their review of it. So while he's doing his review, I think we continue on with our work and supporting Scott Miller. So
agreed.
Yeah, I don't think by any means we gave Bob Weaver any leeway yesterday to say, oh, I've got carte blanche to do whatever I want.
And I think that resolution supporting Scott Miller's shows that we're still, this is where we're at. Until ODOT District 3 comes back with a different proposal that has changed from what we just reviewed, I think we keep supporting and we keep going with the current fight. Supporting our citizens as they've spoke up, so.
Okay. So I will move that we approve resolution 2022-06-28-04.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to say is that we, the Township Board of Trustees concurs with Scott Miller's response.
Correct.
I would even say wholeheartedly concur.
Yes.
Is that the right way to say that, or how?
Supports.
Yeah, supports. Wholeheartedly supports Scott Miller's response letter to Bob Weaver.
Yep.
And that it reflects what our constituents has told us.
I will second the motion.
Get that little bit that John added on there, Dan, because I want to say that I like that part.
Can you repeat it?
And that it reflects what our constituents want, desire, have voiced.
Yeah.
Which one of those?
Has voiced. Our residents definitely have voiced their opinion. And I want to say thank you to them. You know, for so long we've been talking to ODOT and you felt like you were getting nowhere and they were dismissing us for what we were saying, and then to have the residents show up and say the same thing that we've been saying for a year. I can't thank our residents enough for showing up and doing that.
85% negative response.
Yeah.
So I want to find out who the 15% are that don't use 30 apparently.
Yeah. Don't have much travel with
it. No, so. Not really. Okay.
Okay, this is what I have.
All seriousness aside.
Scott Widmer, move to approve resolution 2022062804, wholeheartedly supporting Scott Miller's letter to Bob Weaver of ODOT, and that it reflects what our residents have voiced.
I love that.
And I second that
motion.
And you
seconded?
Yeah.
Watch your entire career. Yes.
John?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, that concludes the agenda items that we had on the agenda for tonight. And so I'm going to move that we adjourn the meeting at 7:36.
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. All in favor of adjourning the meeting, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed or abstain, and there are none. 7:36, we are closed.
7:36?
Yeah. We're adjourned.